Oh, that'd be fine. Yep. What's the door? Deed. Transmitter. Transmitter. Y'all. Fiancé. Fiancé here. Black little box. What's it he needs? JBL on the wall. Beginnen. Ain't that cute? Get in there. Move to a meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. I'll suck the internet dry. Laptop. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You should speak English. Dit is ook vaag, hè? Dat het werkt. Nee? Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend. Did
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at a conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concept. And just as last time, we have 4 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as
Not
last time.
sure. Bling. Okay, welcome you all. Components design. First of all, I would like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about. Jerome's gone now. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control in the break because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, it's single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best drawn. Oh, green. New blank. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. blank. Okay. So it also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands. Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is. It's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, you just use some Glossex or another cleaning some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions, Danny? Okay. And they should be long-lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it? Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay, they should be in mind, wasn't it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the
Okay, so it doesn't says to have the slogan. Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. We could make a little R&R, a little R&R on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors. So it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people who people. In which people will find their interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. It's for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic, or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes it fancy. Okay, well, that's all about my findings. Oh my God. No, just P. Oh, P. Whoa. Okay. Go, Danny. Go, Danny.
Trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people like about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The net I use was, like I thought, I watched the trends from the past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the environment itself. Finally, I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should look fancy. The second important thing, the Google should be innovative, okay? Like the health industry, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meaning for this. And the third thing is, it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for a button general volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. Personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like
Fruity,
banana yellow,
fruity,
strawberry red, and stuff.
yeah.
Yes, green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be
Okay.
soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
I'm turning into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood. Dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium. Those kind of materials they like. This is a bit like the young people like. Fruity colors. Innovative. All the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow and stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors?
It's one
Different colors,
remote
yeah.
and
We
different
should
colors.
decide whether it's going to be the brown shape. I think, like my colleague, you said, that's even better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares. Simple but easy to use. That's it.
Okay.
And for the older people, a more traditional. Yeah, like the older colors maybe.
You could change the colors, that was also the idea. I don't
Yeah.
know which shape you should take.
Colors.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than changing
Changing
shapes.
the shape of the remote control.
Like you could find something in the middle.
Yeah,
Round
so
but square.
round corners but square,
Maybe then both groups will buy.
yeah.
Like if you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle a bit
Yeah, I know what you mean,
curvy.
kinda
Yeah,
like
but not
nonchalant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda like a beer glass. Yeah.
So,
Know
but then
what you mean.
same size.
It's also easy to have it, to put in your hand.
Yeah, but that's also how other remotes are shaped, so
Yeah.
perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to use. People know
We'll recognize that as a remote
Yeah.
control. What else on your d huh?
A
Huh.
lot, so maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something,
Yeah, kinda like old cars.
Yeah.
Old school style, Renaissance, medieval.
Let's put it all together.
Those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people,
That's easy to
old
do
and
with the
boring.
color, I think.
So, sorry?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes.
In between, we got rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials, like spongy more. The old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber or something. Something between us.
Soft rubber.
Yeah, but soft rubber, you can.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it shouldn't be like squinchable.
But you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit you can press it in or something harder.
But like this kind of rubber.
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It's quite hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in. Yeah. It feels kind of spongy.
Spongy.
Think it's wrong.
So I need a spongy feeling.
Did you have something?
Ding ding.
You first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And can decide that.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but it had. And the LCD screen was rather small. This was your size, but I think it should be larger.
Yeah,
3/4. So so you don't have to put your new blank. So when you get this kind of like this, or should it be larger?
Larger,
because you want to put your hand.
You
want.
Can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah. Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because when you put your. Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you'll always get some. Yeah, you're going to be very greasy and stuff.
You won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
Yeah, you don't want it too small. How large?
We have to, because some fat people with
thick fingers. But if you want to make it international, Japanese people got rather small hands. We got these large.
Zoom up, right?
Zoom up, of course, yeah. You can make it larger to with accompanying a greater field to push the button.
And we won't include a pen or something to point. We want to do it with our fingers.
Right? Your fingers, yeah. You don't want to, because if you lose the pen, if you lose the pen, you can't use.
With your fingers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but it's you can do that with any cloth.
Okay, well maybe if I could interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
You have ideas about them.
I think engine, batteries, and then
the docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first point. We always
include
rechargeable batteries.
Yeah.
Which you can recharge through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to
like
batteries like that.
I kind of like your.
Change them.
Yeah, you got some of those wireless mice,
yeah.
Mouse,
yeah.
Computer mouse. Kind of like those kind of batteries.
But it should be like normal batteries, not
like
two
normal play batteries you buy at the supermarket.
Simple rechargeable batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print. You get I think so. Chip on print with a simple, yeah, sim not a simple, but we also discussed that, didn't we? Yep.
Yeah, how does that work with an LCD screen?
Make it fun? Yeah, sure, of course, yeah. Well, chip on print, I think what I mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen,
yeah,
with no, with not the buttons are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than the
yeah.
print plate, so that's not any discussion, I think.
Yeah, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
I don't know, I don't think... Yeah,
it is a simple CPU, but it doesn't...
Okay, but I don't know if...
Yeah, because it has to... But the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU to know in which state you are and in which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD
yeah.
screen.
And a touchscreen makes it possible to get the coordination of your finger on the screen. And the case, yeah, we already discussed the case, so we wanted to make it from rubber and...
The hard rubber, or this or soft rubber?
Hard rubber, I think. That's easy to have, to
It bounces back
from
the floor when you...
Yeah, sure, look.
Yeah,
and the shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and a round shape.
I think
it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah.
But that's what we want. Huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. Well, and how about my idea of making it with one single curve? Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fancy design.
Yeah.
Because
it table with
yeah.
a CD screen, you don't have to put it get it in your head, you can put it next to you and then
yeah.
plug it in.
Yeah, that's
it will
it's not easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got you write that down and get a single curved rubber fancy colored
yeah.
remote control.
Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then
yeah.
About the user interface, there are also some questions, concepts. I think you have some ideas.
Yeah, I have one.
You showed your drawing.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus?
I think
it's...
I thought it was easier to remember
the
different. Don't know what they think.
Sorry?
The
button,
depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle, and so it's square. Yeah, sure. put in volume. Oh, okay. Lilium? Take your time. We'll leave that to the usability engineering then.
She. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
Because they can use that better.
Consistency.
Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other,
So not how much, not how often it's used, but
what you do.
Yes,
it's below, here also, and now here's next to each other. I think it's
yeah, it doesn't really matter, but
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and then the program is next to each other because you go further and back. That's how it is usually. I think it's gonna look here.
Okay, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the button.
It is user interface.
Yeah.
Complete.
That's complete. In the actual design, you should know where you...
Okay, well... yeah. Interface, yeah. Technologies, huh?
Yeah.
Makes it possible to.
Does
it not even necessary? Because a lot of you can make a very sensitive microphone, so makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the remote.
Yeah.
That's not important. I think that's not very important because it doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide.
Okay, sure. Okay. Well, underneath.
Where it isn't seen.
Yeah, indeed. It shouldn't be very visible. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, but it doesn't make it any more fancy because you get to see.
It does, because you can find it better if you.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to. But it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
About the microphone. There is no button.
Well, that one is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left
corner
should be the first. It isn't mostly
cycling. Okay. I'll put it there. I don't mind. That doesn't really matter. Okay. So?
So, well, type supplement.
Interface type?
Yeah, well,
the LCD, yeah. Supplements, well, the supplement is the.
Like you said, like scroll up next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better to just type. That's what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, it's back. You go back.
Yeah.
If you want to choose auto settings, you press auto settings and go to that submenu.
This might not deliver.
the young people do like
use the scroll. Yeah, I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you change the scroll, but the menu one changes the like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu
fast.
With the scroll.
So if you get a settings, if you. Yes.
If you don't have a lot of options.
You have a lot of options because when you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television, you should scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down. You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on a side, and it's very easy to use.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface or components? Everybody think they can.
Material is clear.
Okay. What's the standard color?
Standard.
You got your different colors, but you should have a standard color. Black? With a yellow just a regular remote color.
Yeah.
And then have different covers to use? Silver, yeah. You see a lot of silver televisions. Yeah, I think it's better to. Yeah, that's right. But if you use silver, rubber, silver rubber isn't fancy. When you use titanium, silver is fancy. But when you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine. Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this. You understand? Yeah.
Fruity colors.
Fruity. Fruity loops.
Like red and brown. Like dark red and brown.
Okay.
Okay. So
and do we have to have a normal black one?
Who's pinging? Okay.
Are you pinging?
Okay. So that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well,
not what to do.
Not what to do.
Look at me. Okay.
Well, I'd say just wait for an email and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we should work.
Okay,
it.
Well, that was what I wanted to say. Final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Talking English now.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, all right. Not here, I go there.
Here.
Yeah, this is a smart board, so.